This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, very good. So he says over here, he brought down the other pshat. Now I think we're holding Omnon Pirush Rishon Ikubar Moed. So he's going back and saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manish people kilu right now you just said everything goes according to person's machshava and he gets the opposite. Now he says upisher belozo kichol il dvarim shezocher belozo kulam dvarim kadoshim v'roy kachoyte b'mshia nevad mo'ilam HaKadosh. So he says it's simply all these inyanim that he mentions are inyanim of kedusha. And therefore, a person that's been fasted as a yon of kedusha shouldn't go to olam haba. V'zeh ki yesh chol adas shemechalas hakotchim royu shelo yeh lo chelik ba'olam shukodesh shirim lo maragus v'zeh olam haba shekodesh lagamri. So basically now he's going to list just simply you know, all these yon of kol kodesh and habit kedusha. And then he's going to explain what specifically are the differences between. Right now, I'm just saying that the common denominator is all of these are in Yonin, that the Kedusha that a person respects and not Zechel Mitzvish. So these are all in Yanim that the common denominator is loosely their own Yanim of Kedusha, and then the person does it in a way where he's mevazed, that makes him ineligible to get it. I just want to add one Nakuda, one Knage. The being mevazed something, we think of it as an affront that the person who is the mispazer, if I insult somebody, so I look at it mitzvah, the person who was insulted, he's hurt, he feels bad, and so on. If I'm mechal kodesh, I treat a sefer Torah chasron, why I shouldn't, whatever it is, I've done something to it. That's the normal mahalach, and the einish, it's sort of a beron lechaverik in a kuda kind of. He's explaining here that it's a much deeper point. The when a person, when you miss something, mitzad, the person that's mevaza, the person has the ability to set the erech of an object. We set the value of something by the way we treat it, by the way we sort of, brand it, and so on. When you mevaza something, you basically state that the thing is not of value, that it has no value. And b'meila, kefi the hismatus of its erech, also its existence becomes meaningless. Something that's not worth a pruta has no schuskiyim. You can steal it, you can pray. break it. It does not have a kiyum. It's a dava mitzad. What it's adding to the bria, it's pchois darga. Money and the price and the value of something is that which is a determination of how much does it add to the bria. If something is extremely valuable, it adds a lot to the bria. It could be in terms of food and health and in yoifi. Something that that's a pchois erech means it adds up much to the bria. So the when a person is mevaze something, he is mam it its erech. And therefore, when a person is mevaze things that are ruchni, he gives it no erech. And b'meila, it's not shayach for him to be neuchel a world that this is its world. I can't say that I am going to get olam haba if olam haba doesn't have metzias by me. I don't value it, so b'meila, I don't have it. I need to appreciate it, to understand it, to be in it. So in a loose way, all these inyanim have their common denominator. Now he's going to go specifically, like he always does, whenever you have a list of things, there has to be some sort of order in the list. He didn't pick these just because he went through it and it's the only thing he could find. It has to be each one is another nekud of kedusha or whatever. Like it says in Menachos. Since this world is created with a hay, so it means that since the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to express itself as the ruchnius in this world, these are the kudas I can pin down as ruchnius. They're going to be five things. If a person is choite in the hay, the hayna ele chamisha dvarim, am chalas akotch and vasu mada seifu bishavam avinu, v'amal b'nei chaver b'rabim, al gala pancha v'loch eschiz mishroa k'tei shei b'olam hazeh, kashe chota b'hei obo oz nevad min hayud shu oishu nivro olam haba ki kashe ina hei min Hashem agodl ina yud mishamish dava v'dava zidu l'mevinim. In other words, the yud over here is he's saying that since with these pa'ulas the person is he's sort of wiping out the hay in this world, he's basically saying that the hay has no kiyum, no mitzvahs in this world, because he can't find his inyanim of kedusha in this world. So the mela, since the hay acts as a proizda to the yud, then it can't be, he can't get to that nekud of yud because he's mezalz in the hay. That's the pashto words that he's saying, and so on. There's a little bit of a deeper knage here. The yud and the hay together, in terms of the description of what the tafkid is, they are like, the mushel is not zach and a keva, but a father and a mother. Now, a zacher could still be a zacher without a keva, just that he may not be accomplishing much. But a nekeva doesn't create the shem. In the relationship of zacher and nekeva, nekeva is a second half that's missing, but it does not involve shem zacher. There is no echitimtz of an av without an aim. Once we have an av and an aim, we can split them and say this is the av, this is the aim. But if there's no aim, there's no av. In the shirish of the inyanim, in the more shirishic mahalchim, if there's no tachlis, then there's no hashpah. Let's kind of picture a little bit. when we're talking not in Tachlis, we can say Akadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mashpia. The world sometimes chooses to be Mekabel, sometimes doesn't choose to be Mekabel. And these are good times, and the world chooses to be Mekabel, and Mekabel right. That's fantastic. Sometimes the world chooses not to be Mekabel, and then it's bad. But when we're talking about the Etzem Dike Mahalchim, if the world is not Mekabel, what is happening? So in one level, we can say, well, the world is going to suffer. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mashpia, and you know, and the world is not being Mekabel, and it's a shud. The whole world would have it so much better if it was Mekabel. On a deeper level, if there is no Mekabel, there's no Mashpia, and that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tachlis in the Bria. So Yud-Kei, when a person eradicates the hay, then the Yud also falls off by the wayside, because the tachlis of ruchnistic entities in the way it was set up at the Bria is to be mashpia to this world. And if there's no hashpa, then those entities don't cease to exist as entities as well. In other words, the father, if there's no mother, the father remains a zacher, but he can't be a father. So here also, it's something which it can be a mashpia, but it can't be a mashpia potentially, but it's not. It doesn't have its tachlis as a yud that gets paired up with a hay. Okay, then he says, "Veshel havin l'chamesh tavarim, shem chamesh ma'ilas ba'ilam." So these five things are five madrigas of the world. Ha'echad em kachim. This is the lowest target there is. You take a behemoth, it is physical, it itself is not ruchnius, but when you're dedicated to ruchnius, it becomes ruchni because you've used it for it. Lowest target. Mo'adim, shenimna le'me'oiris, misyachtav zel el magalgalim. So, understanding by the Katmain and the Rambam and so on was that the world of celestial bodies is a higher world. It's less so physical, it's refined, and so on. It's age. So that's the second one. And Bemela, that is Mu'adim. It's the pshat that the person's mezalzel in the Chelik of Torah, that's Kedushas Hazman. So you have Kedushas HaChefetz or HaKuf, and that's Kedushas Hazman. The Mila should be Gufa Adam. Adam, even his Guf is a higher darg in some ways, and that's the next one. Ki Adam Murka Meshtei Chalakim. Hamila Nos Hashem Yisbach B'Psori V'Nikas B'Spasa V'Shalom V'Val B'Sur Santo B'Psoreinu V'Zechel Kech Masha Adam V'Natachtoinim V'Mal B'm Pnei Chaveroi Hu Mitzad Echel Kashen Yish Bodem Al Yoinim Shem Bodem Yoizel Yoinim Rak Atzel Atzel Mazeh Hu Tzel Malakim Azom Amal Bnei Chaveroi. So in Adam, you also have both. It says in Chazal that Akash Baruch wanted to create, when he came to create Adam, there was a dilemma. He said, if I create him from Al Yoinim or Tachtoinim, I'm going to have a problem, you know, which is, I have three or three. So Akash Baruch created him as a duality. So in Adam itself, we also have from Tachtoinim to Al Yoinim. Then we have finally Amigal upon a Torah Shaykh Alocha, Matur Vamitzis Nogam Oilam Elyon Legamri. Hare Chamisha Dvorim Elim Kol Chalka Oilam, Hashem Chamisha, Kerelam Ashaf, Elam Mitzoy, Velam Shoilam Elyon, Adam Mitzoy Lefnei Atzmoy, Imit Vashnei Chalokim, and you have the Torah. Mechalech Adish Ektush Al Yoyin, Hashem Mekab Mena Hei Shevim Ben Oilam, Vachedach Mishad Vardam Oilam Haba, Ben Ach Yisrael. So in other words, this is the way he lists these five. This is, so to speak, the complete lineup of the inyanim in this world. Therefore, when you're over on them, you oiker those inyanim. Umay mashav v'loza moidoy nismach acha may mashav doyse v'vayim lezorukis. Kishnem inyan echad. Kishena shal shachis v'shem shal ach inyanim akufnim oizet v'alum haze v'eilu chamisha gam kishum v'shach medvarim akdoishim v'nir shachat v'arim akashmim. Motim Oise Mina Oilam Haba, Vedavazan Vua Ein Safik Bay. So this is a general thing. Then he says, Bahavin Oid Katan Ischalamata, Hamevazes Akochim, Vahakach and Vazes Ma'adim Hakamal Nihaveri, Vahakach Mefe Bishavrom, Megalapanishag Aloch, Hochmal Yena. Bechol Elo Hamishim Homish Mazalam Haba, Mila Gabba Mila, Vovazem Oid. So he says over here that these things are seen as Milas, one after the other, and it's not just about five things that is possible to Michal, whatever it is, but you need all five in Yanim. When he says over here that these five in Yanim are, that they're in Yanim Chshuvim, he says, so the five in Yanim are in Yanim that, he says over here, he's referring to, there's another way in which you can, organize the spheres, and by having five, that's the, what's called Pratsufim and so on, and, each one of these is, going from the bottom up in terms of these five inyanim. That's basic. So basically, he's saying here that these are daragas that go upwards to Olam Haba, and he listed in fives. Now he says something else. Vod amrina peg chelik ve'il shelam chelik Olam Haba u'mash mabal kol acher miyashlam chelik Olam Haba. See, it's a kasha. It says that these don't have a chelik Olam Haba mashma that acherim do have a chelik Olam Haba. So where are these averes listed? How can you have different, you know, over there it says kol yisrael chelik Olam Haba except for one, and here not. Nira de kol hani chamishim bichlal ein termin hashemayim. Now I want to explain a little bit here, just how to understand these things. Bichlal, we have to understand that any time a Mishnah makes, or Gemara makes a sweeping remark, like if you say Asher three times, you get Olam Haba. If you get this, you do this, that, the other thing. Everyone understands that those in Yanim can't be just given flat klalim. You know, X, Y, and Z, and that's it. This is, you know, this is a one-day pass to Olam Haba. This is a five-day pass. This is so on and so forth. The Gemara says, the Moshel by Tchias HaMesim, that the reason why the person is not Zeich, because he said there's no Tchias HaMesim, and that's why he's not Zeich Tchias HaMesim. It means that the Metzias of Olam Haba is a Ruchnistik Metzias. And one thing that determines a person's Shaykh to Olam Haba is his Dagen Ruchnias, which is counted by a certain roiv of mitzvahs and averis and so on. Fine. There's a second Akuda, and that is the Etzem Shaykhis that a person crosses over to a Ruchnistik world. That is kosher bechlal to Ruchnistik Metzias Mechateise. So there are certain in Yanim that the problem lies in his etzem shayches to that. So just like Lemoshel, if a person gets hired as an accountant, so if he messes around, doesn't come enough times to the job, drinks on the job, makes mistakes, there's a certain gvul and there's a certain kamus, and you know, the more he does it, the bigger the chance to be fired and so on. Let's say the person Michal doesn't know how to do books, so he's not shy after that. It's not enough. The person is, I'll tell you, this person is a gevaldik worker, is consistent, that comes on time, and is sober, and relates his coworkers wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But he got no training as an accountant. So what's not going to help him any? The Olam Haba requires two things. It requires that a person be shayach to a world of ruchnias, to have some shayachas. Then the question is, in a ruchnistic world, that's only tzaddikim, and a person needs to have a certain level and darga of tzidkis, amount of maisim tovim, and so on. But those are really two different knaches. There are certain certain averus that are especially menatic a person from a ruchnistic mitzvah, and there are certain mitzvahs that have a special skula to bring a person to such a to ruchnistic mitzvah. So all those in Yanim where Chazal say tells that if a person is crave for certain things, it's the pshat because in certain ways the person is menatic himself from olam haba because of his inyanim. So he says, one of the klolim is a termina shemayim. A termina shemayim means that nothing can cross over from shemayim to this world. If that's true, then nothing in this world can cross over to shemayim. The oimek, we're not talking about a person that's sure about the proofs. Did a Torah come? Did not Torah come? We're talking about something deeper. A person can't dehear that any klolim that a shayach to this world, a Kodesh Baruch Hu should personally be involved in it. So he says, near the this all fits under the broader sense of Yitam Hashemayim. V'zik Mashamayinu, he kol eilu chamishim dvorim k'desh malaykim. V'oim Yitam Hashemayim yoyma, ki lo yovoy divrei Hashem v'toros ha'odom shubal kuf. Yitam Hashemayim is centered around the fact that a person says it can't be a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it wants to be shayach to bal kuf. So, if you think about it deeply, what's our biggest obstacle? What's the biggest obstacle in Torah and Shemayim? So some people say Mechapesa, that you know we have no proof to the effect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu he gave the Torah, and we have this contradiction, that contradiction, and it's parallel to this. There's all sorts of academic tools of that are used to be menageach Torah Shemayim. That's not a sweeping problem. The real problem is down deep, a person doesn't imagine that it's shayach, that do you really think if the God, as we describe him, as the total, absolute, pure perfection that transcends everything, that he really cares how many bubbles are in the lung of the animal that you slaughtered and you're eating it? I can understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about justice, goodness, in a big sense, maybe. But you really, that's the part that sounds ludicrous. That the Kale Tzvim, the Tzvim Deyah should really, really care about it. That's in termina Shemayim. So it's not the Pshat that he's denying some details about, he doesn't believe, you know, the dates and this and that. It's the, fundamentally, and that's the way the Kuzari describes Aristotle. God can't be personally involved in this world. You can't tell me that a God, the way you described him in all his transcendence, can really be concerned and say, I'm very upset that so-and-so is not watching Negovats and so-and-so is doing this, so-and-so is doing that. So over there, you have, he's trying to say another teretz, but there's an almish over there. So over here he says, So he has another shot. This is more Pidarech HaPshat, that those Torah Shemayim and Chesed Meisan Torah Pekoyus, those are all in Yanim that they outweigh anything a person has. These Chamisha Davkim Chatzi Zakim Chatzi Chayev. Now, what's the logic of that? I mean, the Mele, what he said before, that everything included, subsumed on the Torah Shemayim, I understand. What's the logic of having a difference between whether it's the Chatzi, it gets added, it doesn't get added, and so on? So I think what it means is the Chatzi means it's enough to describe what the person's metzius is. The other ones, the ones that said the mission over there, where he says that it's because those in Yonim are actual descriptions of the person. The person is Eitam and Shmayim. The person is Kaif in Kriyas HaMesim and Apikairis. So those things are clear on Kfiris in these in Yonim. Masha Ein Kain, the in Yonim in our Mishnah, they're all Averis that have other Havanis also. I can understand that the person doesn't want this, the person wants that. It's not restricted to this point alone. So when a person has machzis chuyos and machzis averis, I can go either way. I can look at the cup as being half full or half empty. How do I describe the person? So if the person's averis are kind of random, or his mitzvahs are random, so fine, then I don't describe it. These averis give over, they go well in fataiching what the person's mohus really is. If I see a person does these type of averis, there's an akud in these averis that's lamed al akoil. So it's a pchina of bozev lamed al akoil, that if a person does many averis, and it's one of them, then this is sort of used as a key to understand all his ma'asim. But if the person is doing mostly mitzvahs, the person is tzaddik, so he's nichshon these, I look at these nichshon these, b'teiras, mumal, and so on. Okay, any questions?
No, it's good.
Okay.
Very good. Very good.
Shkaya. Take care.
Shabbos.